Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Tim Stillman to talk Riverside girls basketball. The Lady Cyclones are even at 9-9 on the season. Had a chance to get to 10-8 before loss last night to Holton, but did get a win against Prairie LeCompton last Friday, 48-27, the final score in that game. Let's talk about the Prairie game first, Coach, a little bit, as your team played really well. I mean, we've talked the last couple of weeks, team continuing to play some good basketball, and I noticed in that Prairie game you're out in front 12-4 and really just kind of stayed in control throughout that win last Friday.
Yeah, the Prairie game was a good game for us. The girls came out, they executed the game plan really, really well. It was kind of a sloppy game for us, but we was able to get downhill a lot, and the shooters were shooting the ball extremely well. And, you know, it proved in the end, so I was really proud of them about that Friday night against Perry.
I think I saw Studer and O'Grady were kind of your leading scorers with 12 points, so obviously, and maybe Taylor had 12 points as well, but Taylor, of course, gets her points and gets so much attention that we've talked about, you know, getting some balance and having some guards make some open shots is key, and it seems like that's certainly been the case here the last month or so in most games.
Yeah, it seems like since the Hiawatha game, we've been seeing a lot of different scorers putting some points up, and, you know, like you mentioned Hallie and Megan, and you know, the double-digit scores for them in the last couple of games, they've really been helpful. So it takes a lot of the pressure off the post, and, you know, Taylor doesn't have to feel like she's trying to do too much on her own. And it makes teams have to guard us a little bit more, honestly, when I got multiple people scoring. So they're starting to figure it out now.
Last night you led Holton 24-14 at halftime and still led by 5 going into the fourth quarter. But a 10-2 fourth quarter, I know that's got to be a tough one, especially at home, a game in which you probably felt like you were – in control and in line for the win, but couldn't quite finish it down the stretch, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we came out of the first half going into halftime, and, you know, we felt pretty confident, and we made a few adjustments in the locker room, and we knew they was going to make some adjustments. They came out, they went man on us, and it just fell apart. You know, we couldn't score. We just had quite a few turnovers that we normally don't see, and just try to manage the game as best as we could, but, you know, in the end, you just couldn't pull it out.
Well, now you got two of your tougher opponents of the season, rematches here in the Big 7 League and at Jeff West before Nemaw Central comes to your place Tuesday. It's the final couple games of the regular season, and I know you're excited about Substay, but you feel like the girls will be hungry to kind of get back after it today in practice and be up for the challenge of facing Jeff West and Nemaw here to conclude the regular season?
You know, one of the things about this team this year, it's a good problem to have, and we got to learn how to win, and we got to learn how to manage a lead. And, you know, coming into the locker room today, I got here early, and now the chatter is going pretty good. So I think they pretty much put last night behind them, and they're ready to get out there in the gym. Let's get ready for Jeff West on Friday.
Well, that's great. In your last 10 games, you've won 7 and lost only 3 with a couple tight losses, of course, part of that as well. Well, best of luck, Coach, finishing the regular season. We'll chat again next week and look ahead to Substate.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Justin.
Coach Tillman of the Lady Cyclones. We'll talk Riverside boys basketball after this break.